Masechet Kelim, Perek Yod Aleph, Mishnah Vav. Here in this Mishnah, we'll talk about something called a spindle, which is used to turn wool into thread. Takes raw material and turns it into thread. The spindle has a few different parts to it. Number one, it's a rod in the middle that has a hook all the way at the top and a type of weight at the bottom. The fibers are attached to the hook, and then everything is spun. And as it spins, the raw material is turned into a fiber, and it turns into like a thread. The weight on the bottom is to make sure that the spindle is kept down and the threads being pulled are kept very tight. It can only happen if the spindle is being held in place. We'll talk about a spindle made of metal. Mishnah says, Pika shel mateket, a metal weight on the bottom of a spindle. Rabbi Akiva metame. Rabbi Akiva says it could become tame by itself because it has its own identity. Like we learned earlier in the Masechet, if the metal has its own identity, it's its own keli, then it could become tame on its own. But if it's part of a different keli, like a branch of a menorah, it cannot become tame because it's attached to a keli. So we'll elaborate in a moment. Rabbi Akiva says it has its own identity and it can become impure. Hachamim taharin. Hachamim say, no, it's pure. It does not have its own identity. And this mahlok, it really comes down to what this item is called. It's a pika, which is a weight. The rest of the world will call this a pika shel kush, the weight of a spinner. But people who are involved in the craft itself will just call it a pika, which is a weight. So what do we go by? When we say that something has to have its own identity, do we go by the whole world or do we go by the people who are specialists in that craft? According to the Hachamim say, everyone, most of the world, calls it a pika shel kush. It's the weight of a spindle. So therefore, it's identified with another keli. It doesn't have its own identity, and therefore it cannot become tameh unless it's attached to that keli. According to Rabbi Akiva, he says, no, the item has the ability to become impure. People who use it most, which are the people who are spinning, they call it a pika. So it has its own identity, and therefore could become tameh on its own. Umsupa tehora. Everyone agrees the wooden part of the spindle that's plated with metal is tahor because the main part is a wooden keli. This is the pole we're talking about and does not have the ability to become impure. Other types of metal kelim. Hakush, the spindle itself, the rod that's the main part of the spindle. Vehaima, and the distaff, that's a rod that holds the fibers before they're spun. Fibers are spun from this distaff. They're wound around the hook of the spindle, which is spun to create the fibers. The hamekel, the stick used to hit animals. The hasim ponya, and a type of musical instrument, a type of wind instrument like a flute. The halil, a flute itself. All of these items, just to elaborate for a second on the mekel, which is used to serve animals. So it's not for the animal, but for a person to use to control the animal. So it's a keli that serves a person, which is able to become tameh. All of these items, we say, temein. If they're made of metal, they can become pure. They can become tameh. Umsupin teorim. But if they're made of wood, and they're plated with metal, they are tahor, because wooden kelim do not have containers, even though these items that were mentioned, some of them are not regarded as kelim because they have a container. They're not used to hold on to anything. Now we'll learn another law about how it's different with a certain type of simponya. Simponya im yesh ba bet kibul kenafayim. If a simponya has a container for its valves, there are different slots over here that you would press and release to change the notes. Whether they become tameh in either case, either if they were entirely made of metal or they were made of wood plated with metal because a wooden keli can become tameh if it has a container that's used in some capacity.